Welcome to Rings of Power Reactions. I'm Aaron, your host and fellow Middle-earth wanderer. Here you'll find reviews, reactions, and deep dives into the lore behind Amazon Prime's Rings of Power. To go deeper, come wander with me on my main podcast, Lore of the Rings. Visit ringspodcast.com or find Lore of the Rings on your favorite podcast player. Now, let's wander Rings of Power. I know you are a big fan of Lord of the Rings, just as I am. So I have something special to share with you. Imagine carrying a piece of Middle-earth with you right on your finger. Well, now you can, thanks to the incredible Lord of the Rings collection from Manly Bands. These aren't just any rings. These are officially licensed, meticulously crafted rings inspired by the legendary world of J.R.R. Tolkien. Whether you're channeling the wisdom of Gandalf, the elegance of Legolas, or even the mystique of the One Ring itself, there's a design in this collection that's perfect for you. On my finger right now is my personal favorite, the sleek Aragorn ring. For you, my fellow wanderer, I have something special. 25% off your entire Manly Bands order. Visit ringspodcast.com and tap the gold bar at the top. There you'll find an exclusive link and code that gets you 25% off your entire order. So whether you're in the market for a wedding band, a statement piece, or just something cool to show off your love for Middle-earth, don't miss out on this exclusive deal. Again, visit ringspodcast.com, tap the gold bar, and save that 25%. These rings are as timeless as the tales they represent, so order yours today. Do you mind if we get serious for a minute? I am worried about today. I'm a little downhearted. I'm afraid for fans of J.R.R. Tolkien's world, and let me share why. Today is the premiere for Amazon's Rings of Power Season 2. Like you, I have been seeing all the teasers and trailers on social media, but I see something at work there that makes me sad. It's not the behind-the-scenes interviews or the sneak peeks at new costumes, it's the comments section. Comments from fellow wanderers like you and I. This is episode number 171 of the Lore of the Rings podcast. I'm Aaron, your host and fellow Middle-earth wanderer. If you want to be depressed, take a look at how the Lord of the Rings fans have been treating each other in the Rings of Power social media posts. Yes, I know it's only social media and not real life, but these are real people out there. There's name-calling, there's character insults, there's shaming, there's bullying. There's even pride and I'm holier than thou because I read the books kind of attitudes. And not only from those who don't like the show, this goes both ways, from critics to fans and fans to critics. At the risk of being too harsh, let me paraphrase how Tolkien once described the warring factions of World War II. There are orcs on both sides. My fellow Middle-earth wanderers, this has to stop. As enthusiasts of J.R.R. Tolkien, we cannot fall to treating each other with such ugliness and hate. In other words, don't be an orc. I fear that our fandom, those of us who are enchanted by Tolkien's world, are spiraling downward into a fandom like many in the Star Wars world. A friend of mine is a huge Star Wars fan and a big Lord of the Rings fan as well, but he's become downhearted by what some fans have done to Star Wars. In his words, quote, "The toxic corner of Star Wars fans love it so much that they hate it. And their fan identity becomes entirely about hating anything outside of what they perceive to be acceptable Star Wars." If you are not a fan of Amazon's Rings of Power, does this description from my friend match you? That you love the Lord of the Rings so much that your fan identity becomes a virtue signal against anything that you don't perceive as Tolkienian? I hope not. I hope you are better than that. Don't be an orc. Well, does this mean that you have to love Rings of Power, no questions asked? Absolutely not. My friend says it this way, quote, "This isn't to say that all new Star Wars is amazing, and that you can't look at it with a critical eye." Again, I agree with this idea. We can take a critical view of the shows that we love. Just because a studio pays to license Lord of the Rings content and slaps the familiar ring-bearer font on the title doesn't mean that it's going to be an enchanting story. You can have your critiques, but don't let your cynicism turn your love for Middle-earth into toxic resentfulness. Don't be an orc. J.R.R. Tolkien himself was an excellent example of this. In 1916, when Tolkien was a newly minted soldier during World War I, he replied to a letter he had received from two friends, informing him of the death of a mutual fourth friend who had been killed in action. Before the war, these four young men had formed a literary society of sorts called the TCBS, short for Tea Club and Bavarian Society. In this letter, Tolkien matter-of-factly says, quote, "I don't agree with Chris, although of course he does not say much. I agree most heartily, of course, with the part you underlined." Now, what Tolkien underlined and agreed with here doesn't matter. What does matter is the straightforward way in which he simply wrote, "I disagree with that, but I do agree with this." He didn't deride his friends or attack their intelligence. He simply shared his views. No value judgments needed. He is not an orc. Evidently, one of Tolkien's friends had conflated the greatness that they aspired to together with the greatness that comes from honorable death in war. Tolkien didn't think that they should aggrandize his death in such a way. But that didn't mean he loved his friend any less. Indeed, Tolkien wrote, quote, "I cannot get away from the conclusion that it is wrong to confound the greatness which Rob has won with the greatness which he himself doubted. He himself will know that I am only being perfectly sincere, and I am in no way unfaithful to my love for him, which I only realize now, more and more daily, that he has gone from the fore." Here Tolkien is correcting his surviving friend's view of greatness, and he gives special attention to his love for his deceased friend. Tolkien can deeply love and miss his friend who has passed on, and he can deeply love his surviving friends, even if he disagrees with some of their ideas. Tolkien loves his friends, even when he sees things differently. He is not an orc. Further in the letter, Tolkien does define that greatness that he saw in the TCBS. Quote, "What I meant, and thought Chris meant, and I am almost sure you meant." I'm going to pause that quote right here and point out that the love Tolkien has for his friends, just from that statement, he is building consensus. He is finding common ground. These three friends are in grief, facing the prospect of their own deaths on the battlefield, and Tolkien finds a way to unify them. And what is the inspiration, the organizing principle, the guiding star of their friendship? Tolkien continues, quote, "that the TCBS had been granted some spark of fire that was destined to kindle a new light, or rekindle an old light in the world, that the TCBS was destined to testify for God and truth." Wow, how beautiful is that idea? Tolkien saw in their friendship something far deeper than death in battle for queen and country. He saw a greatness, a destiny, to be a light in a dark world, a light rekindled in the glory of God and truth. This reminds me of an experience that Samwise Gamgee had deep in the dark lands of Mordor. Quote, "Far above the Ethelduath in the west, the night sky was still dim and pale. There, peeping among the cloud rack above a dark tor high up in the mountains, Sam saw a white star twinkle for a while. The beauty of it smote his heart as he looked up out of the forsaken land, and hope returned to him. For like a shaft, clear and cold, the thought pierced him that in the end, the shadow was only a small and passing thing. There was light and high beauty forever beyond its reach." Is this not how we should be as admirers of J.R.R. Tolkien? I believe that it is. You and I, as Middle-earth wanderers, can spark some fire, kindle a new light. We do not have to be toxic haters. Neither do we have to be sycophantic fans. We do not have to be orcs. So don't be an orc. Rather, kindle a new light.
We're not done yet. If you like this episode, please leave a review and share with your friends. And remember to subscribe if you haven't already. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to dive deeper into Tolkien's world? If you've ever struggled to read The Silmarillion, I've got just the thing for you. I've created a free guide packed with my best tips to help you conquer this epic book. Whether you're a seasoned reader or tackling it for the first time, this guide will make your journey through the first age of Middle-earth more rewarding than ever. Head over to ringspodcast.com to download your free guide today. Your adventure deeper into Middle-earth starts now. Visit ringspodcast.com today for your free guide. Kindle a new light. What does that mean for you exactly? You'll have to decide that for yourself. But today, you have your first opportunity. Today, Rings of Power Season 2 premieres. The first three episodes are available right now. As you watch the new season, you can be critical. You can disagree. You can take a different perspective. You can even get angry with twists that they take with the lore that you love so dearly. But do not be an orc. Kindle a new light. If you have listened to this show for a while, you'll know that my own thoughts on Rings of Power have been all over the place. I try to emphasize the elements that resonate with me, and I reserve the right to critique the parts that don't. But I will not be an orc. I will try to kindle a new light. I was moved recently by the movie Ratatouille. Yes, it's a kid's film, but hey, I watched it with my kids for a Sunday afternoon family movie time. This film is an incredibly powerful story. Near the end, a food critic, Anton Ego, experiences an unbelievable change of heart and expresses it in this way, quote, "In many ways, the work of a critic is easy. We risk very little, yet enjoy a position over those who offer up their work and themselves to our judgment. We thrive on negative criticism, which is fun to write and to read. But the bitter truth we critics must face is that, in the grand scheme of things, the average piece of junk is probably more meaningful than our criticism designating it so." Think about that. The average piece of junk has more meaning than our criticism. What truly has meaning, then, are those who seek to create something new, to manifest something pulled from deep within their imagination, and in so doing touch something deep within our imagination, and maybe even stir our hearts. And though they sometimes fail, and there's no shortage of failures in Rings of Power Season 1, it is in the striving to rekindle an old light that truth is found. I have hope for Rings of Power. I want this show to succeed. I want it to succeed in bringing millions more people into the world of J.R.R. Tolkien. I want to look back at this time and be grateful that I lived in a world where Rings of Power did not exist, but then I could experience the transition to a new world after Rings of Power, and to have lived the journey along the way. I can't say I'm fully grateful yet, but I seek to kindle light as I wander. One last piece of inspiration for you. This is from Ryan Holiday's The Daily Stoic for August 27th, just a couple days ago. Quote, "The Stoics saw little purpose in getting angry or sad about things that are indifferent to our feelings, especially when those feelings end up making us feel worse. Even when things were really bad, when the world made them want to weep in despair and rage, they chose to laugh about it." So let me end with this. What can you expect to hear on the Lore of the Rings podcast? No matter what happens, Rings of Power or not, what I hope you feel here on this show is joy. When you hit play on the Lore of the Rings and you and I escape into Middle-earth for a few minutes, I hope to share with you the enchantment that I feel from the tales that came from J.R.R. Tolkien's imagination. I will still share my perspective, especially when I think that Rings of Power has deviated from Tolkien's themes. But I will not be an orc. As we wander together, you may find some wisdom to live by. You may find some inspiration. You may feel humbled by the greatness we explore. You may feel the wonder and awe that I do when I wander Middle-earth. And most of all, when you wander with me, I hope that you will feel light, a new light kindled within you, or an old light rekindled, just as Tolkien wrote, the light of God and truth. Thank you for wandering Middle-earth with me today. My friends, if you enjoyed this episode, let me know by subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing with your friends. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Lore of the Rings Podcast. For feedback on the show, please email me using the link in the show notes. Until next Thursday, remember, not all those who wander are lost. Are you ready to dive deeper into Tolkien's world? If you've ever struggled to read The Silmarillion, I've got just the thing for you. I've created a free guide packed with my best tips to help you conquer this epic book. Whether you're a seasoned reader or tackling it for the first time, this guide will make your journey through the first age of Middle-earth more rewarding than ever. Head over to ringspodcast.com to download your free guide today. Your adventure deeper into Middle-earth starts now. Visit ringspodcast.com today for your free guide.